Q94, your Mountain of Rock. Don't forget, 7 o'clock hour brought to you by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. You're going to find them in, of course, West Plains. And they're having a huge sale to West Plains location off Worley Drive. Saturday, they're going to be food trucks there and all kinds of savings. But Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply is also in Thayer, Mountain Home, Arkansas. And where we're heading right now with our coaches show, Ava, Missouri, as we talk with head coach of the Ava Bears, Casey Merrifield. How are we doing, Coach?
Doing good, and you?
Doing fantastic. Here it is. It's the, well, it's the final game of the regular season. And, you know, to me, the high school football season in our area is kind of broken up into three pieces. You've got your out-of-conference games, and then you've got the season of your conference, and then you move into the next season, which is district. So actually there's four, and then you hopefully move into the state playoffs. And, you know, it's not so much what you do the first three or four games. I know they help and they benefit all that, how our system is set up, but it's what you do, you know, weeks 7, 8, and 9, I think, that is more important. You picked up a nice win last week over the Kabul Bulldogs, and of course, you know, this week you got a little stiffer opponent in the Willow Springs Bears. But how do you look at your high school football season? When you're looking at the schedule, how do you look at it?
We probably look at it a little bit differently. And, weeks 1 through 9 is the first season. And we believe that weeks 1 through 9 is to get you ready for week 10. And It's one of those things, you know, you love to win a conference championship when you get the chance. But our focus every year is being the best team we can be week 10. And, that's when the playoffs start. That's when it's win or go home. And we want to be the best we can be at that point in time. And picking wins up along the way is great, but We do want to be the best version of us we can be starting week 10. And sometimes you take lumps there early trying to figure stuff out to get there. But, you know, we're finishing out the regular season. And then, you know, starting next Friday, it's one of those you don't get any second chances. So.
Yeah, well, you know, and I follow you guys, as closely as I can. And you guys really, your boys are playing some really good football right now. You've made some adjustments out there, but I think you're playing your best football of the season right now.
Yeah, you know, we feel like we're there as well. You know, fortunately we've avoided the injury bug, any severe injuries. So, you know, we're hoping to, you know, come out of the game tomorrow night the exact same way and allow us to go into district play healthy. And, maybe we can surprise some people.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I had a coach tell me this several years ago that, this time of year, your freshmen need to be playing like sophomores. Your sophomores need to be playing like juniors. Your juniors need to be playing like seniors. And your seniors need to be playing like the leaders that, you know, they're supposed to be. And that's, I mean, is there much truth in it with your Ava Bears growth through this first, you know, 8 games?
Absolutely. Tons of growth there from those young guys. And, you know, some of it's just moving pieces around, trying to figure out what works the best for us. And we had a lot of turnover from last year. So we, you know, even coming into week 2, 3, and 4, we wasn't 100% sure who our guys were. Mm-hmm. And, maybe even extend that on into week 5 and 6, where we're still moving pieces around, trying to figure out who our best 11 are and how to get them all on the field at the same time. And we feel like we've kind of got a grasp on that. And, it's kind of showing them what we've been able to do. And, Kabul, we felt like we had a really good offensive night. And even going back to previous week against a really good Thayer team, we felt like we were able to do some really good things offensively. Now, it didn't all show up on the scoreboard, but we're getting really close, and we're excited about where we're getting to.
Well, now, the Willow Springs Bears, that's your opponent tonight. And what are you seeing out of Willow Springs? They've kind of, they got off to a pretty good start, but here of late, it looks like they've kind of stumbled. And what are you seeing out of them?
Well, I think they're probably dealing with as much of the injury bug as anything. And, it's that time of the year when you've got two or three, maybe three or four guys out, it's really hard to overcome. So, I hope that they hope they get healthy, but, I'd be okay if they waited till next Friday night to do that.
Right on. Well, I tell you what, good luck tonight. That game you can catch on our sister station, KUKU 100.3. And Larry and Marty Spence will have that play-by-play call. That kickoff will start about 7 o'clock. Again, head coach of the Ava Bears, Casey Merrifield, we do appreciate you. And good luck tonight, and we'll catch you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Hey, we got more rock and roll coming at you. Don't forget, 7 o'clock hour brought to you by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.